Hello and welcome to the Gale Hill Radio Hour. I'm your host, Kate Jones, recently back home after a road trip to Sheridan, Wyoming. One of the delights of traveling is making new acquaintances. In a few minutes, I'll introduce you to someone I met in Sheridan. But first, I'll tell you about the historic inn where my husband Bernie and I stayed. Located on one of the main drags in downtown Sheridan, the hotel figures into the story of how I met today's guest. The inn has an expansive lawn that's perfectly situated for viewing the annual Eaton's Horse Run, which takes place in the spring. This is a big deal event, and Bernie and I felt incredibly lucky to be in town on the day it occurred, one sunny morning in May. On that particular day in 2022, a crowd milled around outside the hotel, waiting for the horses to arrive. When they finally appeared, they were quite a sight. 170 or so steeds clip-clopping along on the road as they followed a lead horse. Mounted cowboys kept them all in line as they traveled on hoof from their winter pasture 100 miles away to summer quarters at Eaton's Ranch, the oldest dude ranch in the U.S., we hear, located outside of Sheridan city limits. Just as a reminder, all this was happening right in the midst of the city. Our trip out west had a great many high points, and the horse run definitely was one of them. So was staying at the Sheridan Inn, which dates back to 1893. As you know, old hotels have plenty of stories, and the Sheridan is no exception. One of the owners was Buffalo Bill Cody, famous for his Wild West showmanship. Apparently, he held auditions for his show from the picturesque veranda that stretches across the front of the inn. It was on that veranda, the morning of the horse run, that I first noticed Michaela DeBolt, today's guest, talking to a group of people. Well, actually, I noticed her tiara first, and then I saw her sash. Just a little while later, I had the pleasure of meeting Miss Wyoming herself. And what a delight that was, another high point of the trip. Michaela has attended the horse run since she was a little girl, so we'll begin the conversation there and then move on to how she became Miss Wyoming, what she learned during her year-long reign, and what she's doing now. Michaela, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It was such great fun meeting you at the horse run, which is a cool and memorable event. Why do you think it has such appeal?
So growing up in Sheridan, it's obviously always meant something to my family and I, just because it's a tradition that we always have. And I think that those visiting Sheridan or new to the area get excited about that tradition, and they feel like they're a part of it. I mean, not many places do you see horses running through town.
You're right.
Such a large event like that. I mean, in Sheridan, you will actually catch people riding their horses to the grocery store, you know, just down the street to this day, you know. So that's something you don't see that often either. But when you see all the horses going, I don't know, it's just this, it kind of takes you back in time a little bit, but also to know that Eaton's has such an impact on this area and what it does and the people that visit it. It holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts. So I think that it still gives you a piece of being a part of it, even if you're not right in the middle of what goes on at Eaton's every year.
Yes, that's great. So when did you start attending the horse run with your family?
You know, I wish that I could tell you exactly what year, but I can't. I could tell you that it's always been one of my mom's favorite things to do. She absolutely loves taking pictures. And we actually live right off of that main street that they go up. So we actually used to just walk over as kids. And, you know, you just sit, you enjoy it, you take some pictures. But it's always been something that my mom has been the big push for. And then my brother, my dad, and I, when we were younger, you should just go along with it. But I think it's kind of been something that's become important to us too. And we want to make sure that we're always there to watch it and enjoy it. It's not just my mom making us go to it.
You want to go on your own now too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Do you have any particular favorite memories of that event?
I think this year honestly probably tops it off.
Ah, yes. Well, yes. Were you making an official appearance as Miss Wyoming when I met you at the horse run?
I was, yeah. So the Sheridan Inn had recently invited me actually to enjoy it from the front lawn, which is not something I had ever experienced before. I've done a lot of other stuff at the Sheridan Inn, but I hadn't actually watched the horse drive from the Sheridan Inn. So that alone was, it's so cool. It's like hard to explain if you have, I mean, you've been, so you know what it's like to see the horses and to see it from the Sheridan Inn. And it just, it's a whole new feeling and excitement to watch it happen right there.
Yes. And it goes fast, doesn't it? You know, I mean, yes. You know, there's this buildup, you know, it's long anticipation waiting for the horses to come and, you know, and people are talking and, you know, and as I said, milling around and everything. But then when it happens, it goes by really. I mean, they're not moving that fast. It's just that they are big, big animals and they can move on moss very well.
I always crack the joke, don't blink or you're going to miss it.
Right, right.
Because that's just how fast it seems to go.
Yes.
Even though it's not, but.
Yeah, it's a few minutes, you know, good 5 minutes or something probably, but still, you know, it's not, it's a real buildup for that. And yet it is, it just as I said, it was a high point of our trip. We told everybody about it and it was so much fun. So I bet it was very different for you going as Miss Wyoming.
Yes. Anything that I've done this entire year, though, has been different going from just ordinary Michaela and her, like, everyday life versus going as Miss Wyoming. So anything that I've done has been a little bit different. So I kind of have just been waiting to see what the feeling is for each event because they have been different than any previous ones that I've been to before.
Oh, that's good. Well, we're going to get into in just a minute, you know, just some of your experiences as Miss Wyoming. But I have a quick question for you while we're on the city of Sheridan right now. You're a native. If you were in charge of the Tourist and Visitors Bureau for Sheridan, Wyoming, what would you say about your city to entice people to come there?
So I actually worked for a downtown association as soon as I graduated college. So not exactly tourism and the travel tourism, but I do kind of have an insight about that personal experience, you could say. But I think that something that's really cool about Sheridan is the fact that we try to stay really true to our roots and our history. And even though we're progressing and things are changing and things are expanding, we still try to always remember where we came from. And we want to keep that history a part of who we are while also moving forward. So you can come to Sheridan and you can be that history buff that wants to know how we came to be and who are our founders and look at this Kendrick Mansion, this really old building, or the Sheridan Inn that, like you said, Buffalo Bill has a room there and he was in charge of, and, you know, but then also we have all of the more modernized art. So there's such a wide aspect of different things that draws people to Sheridan. And there really is something for everyone to experience and enjoy.
Spoken like a true tour visitor and tourism bureau person, even though that's not who you actually did work for. That's excellent. I like that. Well, you graduated from Black Hills State University in 2019 with a degree in business administration. And you mentioned to me when we first met that you had not done much in the way of competition. You didn't grow up in that way of doing things. So why did you decide to compete for the Miss Wyoming title?
So I actually have a really interesting story behind that. The first time I competed was in 2019, shortly after I had graduated from college. I had just moved back to Sheridan. I was working at DSA, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted to actually do per se. I mean, I just graduated college. You're going through this huge life changing of that was my home for 4 years. And now I'm moving back to where I grew up, but my friends aren't necessarily all here anymore. I don't have that safety of the high school or the sports athletics. And so to an extent, I was just trying to find a new way and like a new home here in Sheridan. And one of my mentors had mentioned this Miss Wyoming scholarship organization. And I was like, oh yeah, like I know some of the Miss Wyomings. They're great. Like they do really cool things, but I never envisioned myself doing it. I was like, that's not for me at all whatsoever. And then the more that I talked to the current Miss Wyoming, Beck Bridger, it was like, well, why can't it be me? And so I decided about 2 weeks before competition that I was going to compete.
Wow.
Which is very short notice for wanting to just jump in and do something like that.
Sure.
And never having done anything like that before. So I fell in love with the competing side of it just because it pushed me outside of my comfort zone. I was an athlete. I was not in drama. I was not in music. I didn't do anything on stage. So just having to get up there alone was a whole new experience for me. And they're like talking like left stage, right stage, front stage, backstage. And I was like, I don't know what any of this means. Like I was so, so lost. So being on stage, I had no idea what I was doing. And then actually competing was a huge wake up call to me as well. But I felt like in those, that week competition, I grew a lot. And I just had a lot of fun was the biggest thing. I enjoyed being put on stage, stepping outside of my comfort zone. The other contestants were amazing. I absolutely loved competing with them. And I loved the mission and the vision behind the Miss Wyoming Scholarship Organization. So I was like, if this is something that I would definitely consider doing again. Well, then we all know COVID happened. And so we didn't have another competition. And then I had started a new job. I was just on a different path. And so the Miss Wyoming hadn't really been something that I was thinking about anymore until someone reached out to me and was like, Mikayla, we'd love for you to compete. And I was like, okay, well, I have a month this time.
Oh, wow. That's eternity compared to what you had.
Exactly. I was like, okay, maybe I can handle this. But I kind of was just like, even if I don't win, and I'm a very, very competitive person, I just loved the experience of it and going through it. So that's what I was looking forward to the most when I decided to compete yet again.
That is really something that it was so out of your comfort zone, so out of your realm of experience. And yet you embraced it as something that was, a learning experience, a growing experience. And also, you know, you instead of feeling very, competitive toward the other people, you really like them. It was all part, you were part of the group. I think that's quite remarkable, Mikayla.
It honestly was. And I would recommend to anybody to compete in it, because I think like coming from me who hadn't competed or been a part of the pageant or the competition world, it proves to you that if you want something and you work for something, you can go and you can achieve it. You don't have to be that picture perfect person that everybody thinks should do that particular job. You can do it if you want to. And so I'm hoping that I kind of have given some hope to other girls around the state that they can do it too, if even a small portion of them is considering competing.
That's marvelous. So how did you prepare in that month that you had?
I went through my friend's closet and my own closet to put my wardrobe together. And I kind of went through more of writing down and figuring out who am I, what are my values, what am I actually passionate about? Because going through it the first time, I was trying to absorb everything and take it all in, and which is very overwhelming. Stepping into a role like that is very, very overwhelming. And so this time I kind of had a little the first go around under my belt. So I had a better idea what to expect. And I just wanted to be able to really be able to show the judges who I was and what I was passionate about. And so I think I kind of just focused more on that and talking a lot with my friends and my family about, okay, well, when you see me, what do you see? You know, like, what do you love about Wyoming? And trying to pull other people's knowledge in ways to become the best representation of the state that I possibly could be.
Okay. Well, could you give an example of what you're passionate about, what your values are?
So I absolutely love traveling. I am a huge guru for traveling. So meeting you, I loved hearing about your journey and what you're doing and how you guys were, you know, visiting different states and exploring new things. Like, I love that. And I think that's so great because I love those stories and those memories and those moments. And so being in Wyoming, obviously you have the opportunity to do all of that, you know, and you see it, but you see it in a different light. You know, traveling across the state, it's like, yep, I've been to Cheyenne. I've played soccer games in Cheyenne. Well, going as Miss Wyoming, you get the opportunity to meet with the governor and spend time at the Capitol. And that's a whole different experience to a place that I've already been.
Yes. That's great. So one thing I noticed about you when I first met you and then in subsequent just interactions, I knew this right off, you are charming, you're outgoing. You also come across as being very comfortable in who you are. How did you develop your self-confidence?
I don't think I'm totally 100% confident in myself. I think it's something that every day I'm constantly learning and working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps that I have such a great support system and my family and my friends that I can really rely on to help work through some of what I feel like I'm dealing with. But I don't know. I wish I could tell you that it all just came to be one day, but it's something that most people are always working on. And I think there's that stigmatism that you should just be confident in yourself. But it really is something that we're always growing and working on. And Miss Wyoming has definitely helped me in that aspect because I was usually the one behind the scenes doing everything. And now I'm front and center, you know, like I used to be the one that was like, okay, we need to be in this place at this time, ready to say this. And now I'm the one getting all of those directions. So it's something through Miss Wyoming that I've learned. It's just in your everyday life, something that I've tried to embrace on. And if there's something that does bother me or I don't feel quite confident in myself with, I try not to just like sit and be like, okay, well, this happened and this is the reason and blah, blah, blah. You know, and like have like a self-pity party almost. It's like, okay, this happened. What can I learn from it? And then move on to the next one.
Exactly. And we are, all of us, we're all a work in progress. And that's the best way to be, you know, because you can keep growing and learning at whatever age you are.
Nobody's perfect.
Nope. So anyway, with the Miss Wyoming competition, was that about a week long competition?
Yeah. So you usually show up a couple days beforehand and you go through rehearsals and you have mock interviews and you have appearances for even as like the competition part of it, just so you kind of get an idea of what it's like if you were that state title holder. So the girls kind of get an experience about that. And then Wyoming is actually a much smaller state for those who decide to compete. So a lot of other states actually have two nights of preliminaries and then they have their finals night. Whereas in Wyoming, because our program is so small, we have the ability to do all of it in the exact same night. So you have a few days of rehearsal and preparation, and then you just have that one day of competition.
Okay. So you mentioned that you're not, you've, you were never on the stage before. Mm-hmm. And so as your talent, you performed a monologue from the TV drama series One Tree Hill. Would you talk about that?
So when I first had the idea, brought it to compete in Miss Wyoming, my thing was, well, I don't have a talent. And people were like, Mihaly, you're very talented. And I was like, yeah, but not for anything I can do on stage. Like, sure, I have talent, but nobody wants to see me, you know, get up there and kick a soccer ball around.
And well, maybe.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've done that. So it might not go over quite so well. But so then it kind of came up of, well, I like to talk and I talk a lot. And so it kind of turned into, that is a talent. And that's something that not everyone has the ability to do so well. And so I decided to do a monologue. And the first time that I competed, I actually wrote my own monologue and it was an original one. But this last time I decided to borrow one from One Tree Hill, like you had mentioned, which One Tree Hill was my like safety net all through college. So when I was like really homesick, that's kind of what I turned to. And I think that it's a very relatable show because they're going through high school and college and they have all these really good friends and, you know, life is constantly happening. And so it's this show that follows along their life from high school well until they're out of high school and they're in their early mid-20s. So that's me. That's where I'm at in my life. So it was nice to be able to just see what they're going to and have that ability to relate to them. And in their very, very last episode, they, all the characters are talking and they're talking about wishes and dreams and how if you want something, you just have to go after it. And all of these things that I relate to, especially with the Miss Wyoming competition. And so I kind of decided that One Tree Hill itself spoke to me through college, through high school, and that particular portion of the show spoke to me with the Miss Wyoming competition, which is kind of how I came to pull that one out of the entire show.
Okay. All right. So how, so it must have gone very well. I mean, since you actually won the title of Miss Wyoming.
I believe it did.
So you went on, you were crowned. Was it June 25th of 2021 that you were crowned? Is it always around the same date?
It is always around the same time. I believe the exact date was the 27th.
Okay.
So just a few days off because they always try to have that competition on that Saturday.
Okay. That makes sense.
So kind of whatever that Saturday is of the same week is usually what they pull for.
Okay.
So
did your responsibilities as Miss Wyoming begin right after you won the title, or did you have a little break?
No, there was zero break. I was up that next morning and I cleaned up the whole competition area with my family and then the Miss Wyoming Outstanding Teen who had also won that evening. So we cleaned up the Wyo Theater and all of our stage and the dressing rooms and all of that stuff.
Oh, really? You actually physically cleaned it up, the area? Huh.
Yes, we did. We tore down the set and, I mean, left it better than we found it was hopefully the plan. We didn't hear any complaints, so we must have done okay.
Wow. Okay. That's just something that you did as a service, or was that expected, or what were the circumstances?
So that was kind of the first time that had ever happened before. And it was kind of, our ED had asked us to do that just because usually it's the two EDs for each of the programs. So the Miss Wyoming ED and then the Miss Wyoming Out Student Teen ED.
ED meaning event director or?
Executive director.
Executive director. Okay.
Yeah. So usually it's just those two and it could take them all day.
Oh my goodness. Those poor people.
So, yeah. So why would you not just be like, hey, let's do this. You know, my family was so generous and they were like, yeah, sure, we'll help. Like, we don't have a problem with it. So it was kind of, it was asked of us. And then we just happened to have people who were willing to help us as well.
That's terrific. Well, I met your dad at the horse run. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yes, my dad is great. He is the one who is on the stage all the time. He is very into theater and music. So I think he's kind of loved seeing me step into that world a little bit.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sort of taking after dad in a way.
Yeah.
He probably didn't wear a tiara, though.
I don't believe he did.
So as Miss Wyoming, what were your responsibilities?
Yeah, so right afterwards, like I had said, obviously jumped right in. And for the first 2 days, it was kind of a lot of meetings and emails and talking to the press and trying to figure out, well, what do I want my year to look like? How much do I want to travel? What type of events do I want to do? What do I want my focus to be? And originally, my main focus was my social impact initiative, Kids Unplugged, encouraging our youth to explore the world around them without technology.
Okay.
Well, as I was jumping into that, talking to kids, talking to adults with like the first few events here in Sheridan, because I was very fortunate enough that I was crowned and then July is jam-packed here in Sheridan. So we have like Rodeo Week and the 4th of July, Third Thursday, Farmers Market. So I had a lot of these events that I was already able to go to without having to travel very far. And by talking to these people at these events, I quickly learned that nobody knows hardly anything about the Miss Wyoming Scholarship Organization or Miss America. They've heard of it before. They kind of have an idea about Miss America, but they don't actually know what she does.
Okay.
And so then my focus kind of changed to educating people on the two organizations and the job of Miss Wyoming, which is great. So I'm so glad you asked me kind of what I have spent my year doing. But so that's kind of how my year shifted, though, focuses.
Okay.
And with that, oh, go ahead.
Ms. Oh, I was just wondering, what does the Miss Wyoming organization stand for? What are the important values that you relate to?
Right. So the Miss Wyoming organization is under the Miss America organization. And their mission is to create great women for the world and the world for great women.
Ah, okay.
So you're wanting to, their focus is to really build up these women. And one of the main focuses in competition is a private interview, which is 10 minutes long. And so they're focusing more on the knowledge and the drive and the passion with each title holder rather than what they look like, which is why it's no longer considered a pageant. It's considered a competition.
Okay.
And then they're also preaching that your biggest competition is not the girl standing next to you, but it's actually yourself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You the best you. Are you promoting the best you that you possibly can? Because each state is looking for something different for each girl. So you can't sit there and compare, well, Miss Wyoming to Miss Hawaii, because they're totally different. What's important to the states, how the state's culture, like, it's totally different. And so that's why the focus is now you're competing with yourself. You're wanting to be the best version of you. You're wanting to promote yourself, gain that self-confidence, and believe in yourself.
That's wonderful.
That you can. Oh, it's, I love it. And that's one of the reasons that I really wanted to kind of start educating people on that side of things because they don't know that. They're not aware of that. They really do think that it is just a pageant. But when you win your title, it's not just you're competing on stage after stage and you're putting on this pretty gown. I mean, you're being a judge for things. You're volunteering. If somebody needs an extra set of hands, you're there for them. You're going to schools and you're talking to students about body image and your social impact initiative and being a leader and being kind to people. And then you're being a guest speaker at places. And I was a keynote speaker at a propane conference. That has nothing to do with beauty or pageantry. It's just about me being an ambassador for the state and me being a leader for the state. And so, yes, you compete on stage to win the title, but it's actually a job and it's a very hard job. You're traveling across the state, you're traveling across the nation, you're representing your state on such a large level. And so I just love it. And that's why I've just really wanted to share and educate people about Miss Wyoming and what she actually does.
Sure. Wow. That's really good to do that. So you really learned a lot from the process. Yeah. What would you say were some of the big lessons?
Don't believe everything you hear.
Okay.
especially about Miss America, because there's that stereotype that they're not really your friends. Everybody's out to get you. You know, they just want to win. Well, I have 15 friends who we still talk almost every day. We're still really good friends. And it's not just about, well, this is what I went through. It's personal stuff. Hey, someone in my family is really sick. Can I get some prayers for them? Or, hey, I'm going through a really hard time with school right now. Like, I don't know what I want to do afterwards. It's just a support system. And so the fact that I really did gain friends and am a part of that sisterhood is one of the biggest things that I learned that I wasn't expecting.
That's nice.
Because I was like, sure, maybe I'll become friends with a couple of the girls. But no part of me was like, oh yeah, you will definitely have a friend in every state now.
Wow. You could travel anywhere you want and you'll know somebody there.
Honestly. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I mean, we've already have plans to travel and see each other after all of this is over. So it's something that I know will last a lifetime. I mean, some of the girls are getting married next fall and we're invited to their weddings and we're planning on those. So it's not the Miss America organization brought us together, but we are keeping ourselves as a sisterhood for the rest of our lives.
That's lovely, Michaela. So how would you say you've grown by being Miss Wyoming?
I think that one of the areas that I've grown the most in is the fact that I've had to be okay being the center of attention when usually, like I kind of mentioned, I'm the one behind the scenes because I've done a lot of event planning. So usually I'm the one that's like planning the event, not the center of attention for the event. And so I've really had to be okay with that side of things. And so that I think has really pushed me outside of my comfort zone and made me grow up and be like, it's okay to be the center of attention, you know? And I've always been told that I handle it well. And I think that this year has really proven that, yeah, okay, I can handle being on stage. I can handle being in charge of a group of people. Like I can control a room of kids and of adults. So that part for me, I think has been the really one of the coolest parts of it. And then I don't know if I've necessarily grown in this aspect, but I've definitely become even more appreciative of my support system, my family, my friends, but even those who I've grown up with in the Sheridan area, and they're like, Michaela, you just won. If you need anything, you call me up. And I have some of them I've called up, and they're there for me. And so I think that it's just showed me that even though the world is not perfect, there still are really amazing people out there who are willing to help in any way that they possibly can. You just have to be brave enough to ask.
Yes, so true. So is there anything you want to say about the Miss America competition? You competed in December 2021, and that was its 100th year. So I just want to know if you could say anything, you want to say anything besides the sisterhood aspect, which is amazing. You know, if there's anything else that really stood out from being part of something like that.
I mean, I'm proud of the fact that I did that because I never, ever, ever imagined myself being on stage at Miss America competing in front of millions and millions of people. Like I never would have thought that even would have been something within my reach. And so the fact that I did that is huge for me. But I actually loved it. Miss America was a great experience, yes, because of the sisterhood. But I can tell you, I remember the very, very first time that I stepped out on that stage, that first night of prelims, to introduce myself. And I had been so nervous the entire time. And well, what if I forget my name? You know, what if I trip? And as soon as I stepped out on stage and I started talking, all of it went away. Huh. I wasn't scared anymore. And I was like, how am I okay competing in front of all of these people? Like, you're talking millions of people. And I know I couldn't see them all, but I knew that they were all there. And so that alone was such a rush and such a feeling that I will treasure.
Good for you. So your reign as Miss Wyoming ended on June 25th, 2022. What is next for you?
You know, usually I'm a person that knows exactly what's happening next. But that's not the case because I wasn't really planning on competing for Miss Wyoming. I wasn't planning on winning. And now it's over. And I'm kind of just leaving the door open for what is next. I am currently the public relations director at Cloud Peak Lanes, which is the bowling alley here in town. So I did all of that during my reign. Actually, so I was able to travel and still do my job, which I'm very, very thankful for. But I'm gonna keep doing that for a little while. We're getting ready to go through a huge renovation. But otherwise, like I said, the door is open. I'm hoping one day to be mayor of Sheridan.
Really?
Yeah,
that's excellent.
My big goal. My grandfather was mayor at one point, and so I'm hoping to just follow in his footsteps. I learned that you can't plan everything because nothing happens according to plan. So I have, obviously, you know, I have my job and eventually wanting to be mayor, but otherwise I'm just enjoying not being the center of attention for a little while.
Yes. Yes. Being Michaela.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
I'm spotted in the crowd of, oh, you're Miss Wyoming, and I don't even have my crown or my sash on, and people are still recognizing me. So hopefully they'll focus on the new Miss Wyoming, and I get a little bit of a break.
Oh, that's sweet. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, a lot happened in a year, so I'm sure that I could just keep talking your ear off. But I think that we kind of talked about some of the most important parts and some things that I really wanted to share with your listeners and your followers. So unless there's something specific or any other questions that you have for me, I think I feel good about it.
Well, I think when you're ready to not, this just popped into my head talking to you, when you're, you know, ready to not just solely be Michaela DeBolt, and you're ready to put yourself out there again, I think you could do a talk show on a local radio station, or do a podcast, or do something like that, because you have this breadth of experience and you have contacts all over the country.
And I just really like to talk a lot.
Yes, well, there's that. Which is a good thing, too. So anyway, Michaela, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure getting to know you.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad that you happened to be in Sheridan for Eaton's Horse Drive, and we were able to chat a little bit during the event. And yeah, I'm so excited that you had me on the show. So thank you.
It has been great. And I'm glad too. This is Kate Jones with the Gale Hill Radio Hour. Until next time, thanks for joining us. Please remember to subscribe, like, and share. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.